Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What happened?
Alors, today I propose that we start with maybe we have five or six topics. We have the topic we are in Herved, about the vote of the working committee, the water service destroy cable issue, maybe.
Road.
ID card, restaurant, et dengue, fever.
Our health messages.
So let's go to start with we are in Herved.
Each of us are enerved for different reasons. I don't know, it's moon in Scorpio or what is happening. But I was practicing all my ohms, my special smiles and everything to fall asleep because I was pissed off. And a lot of things are annoying me. I'm annoyed with the farm group. I'm annoyed with the green group. I'm annoyed with the TDC. I find them unfair, not listening, using highbrow tactics, misusing their position, not being fair. And I'm a little bit upset about finally that they are using more political decisions rather than common sense decisions with regard to the spirulina factory moving. So I'm friends with Saravanan and whatever, but it's not even that. It's that, first of all, I thought that putting spirulina in Windara was stupid because if we're saying there's a food crisis and a food shortage, we have very good, very little land in Oroville, especially with this growing city and pipelines and roads, to grow food on. And the good land that we do have, which is Windara, we put cement tanks that could be anywhere in Aranya Canyon or on the beach as they already are and not use good land for things like that. And now TDC and Green Group and Farm Group, in all their wisdom, has decided to put it in another place where we have good growing soil land. So I find this foolish, not thinking, and worst of all, I feel like Farm Group made a mess with the Windara situation where they're happily playing drums and growing salad. And I think for me personally, it looked like a land grab by some members there that were unhappy. I don't know the details, but from the outside, it looks like it. And it looks like the Farm Group was wimpy and rolled over, destroyed a happy good thing and made nothing. 1 year later, nothing. I'm pissed off.
My God, we start really with bad news. Or good news.
This is what you tell me.
Yeah, apparently TDC gave the authorization for spirulina farm to set up in a good farm land.
I said that already.
Yeah, okay. So, it's true. So let's go to the second topic.
So the second topic, for sure, it's about how the working group that are involved in building Oroville are dealing with the work that are doing and the communication, because I've been personally affected, another member of communities around Kalabumi, by the cut of cables and digging that has disrupted the life of some people over there, and also the Kalabumi as the entrance that has been destroyed during the period of major problem that is the monsoon time. I understand, talking with the member of the people that is taking in care of the digging, that is the water service, that is the best period of time to dig the soil, because it's very, very soft due to the rain. But at the meantime, I found that it's totally unfair to not share any kind of information with the residents, not in news and note, Evinet, newsletter, whatever.
Phone call
and just personal contact. And at the meantime, not be prepared to the feedback from the people that are affected by this kind of big works that are happening now and have happened in the last 10 days. So that is, I think...
But what particularly feedback is one thing, but what you were annoyed about was they didn't fix the road.
But that's not the problem. I mean, I'm annoyed because the road was destroyed, but you have to prepare yourself as a group to deal with this kind of situation. You make a hole, you have to be ready to close the hole. You know that it's going to be rain soon, and you have to be ready to put some special soil on top of it and not say, okay, that is the best period of time to do the work, sorry guys. Okay, so if that the way we do the work in Oroville, we have that is very little respect with...
Even the project itself, when I was in Lavenir, was tenuous at best, because we don't own all the land. So this whole idea of putting in all this cable, is just a one track thing.
Yeah, I'm not just complaining for the ideal side of the fact. I'm talking about the physical thing. How do you execute the work? So the people that are in charge of doing work in Orovi should be ready to take care of the work totally, not just say, okay, we do the digging and tomorrow we think about what to do. That I don't say that is exactly what happened, but I felt myself in this kind of situation, be hopeless, trying to call people from the water service, say I'm doing my work. Other people from the road service, they say we are not in charge of it. So it's sort of, not happy situation where you find yourself running here and there to try to sorted out problem that has been created by someone else. I'm feeling not a victim, but not a very considerate member of the community, and other people like me in the Kalabumi and probably also Gaia, they had this kind of problem. They cut quite a cable over there in Kalabumi.
And also this phone lines keep getting cut. So you think they have this whole thing about inform before you dig, do this. And the worst thing for me is like, if they're going to do all of this work, and I understand they're trying to link all the wells together, whatever, I hope it's not a big money-making scheme, because that always seems to be a bit the mindset behind these people. But if it's not, and if it's just for the benefit of Oroville and sharing water, great. But what the heck, once you're digging the trench, why not put a big cement thing where we can run all our cables? Keep digging up and digging down and everybody making their own little thing and spending money 600 times on the same thing?
I understand that cable was laid down most probably 10 or 15, maybe 20 years ago, so nobody knows exactly what it was, because at that point it was no people that were taking really...
But why not just put an empty pipe that people can put corridor information stuff later on?
That is another question. Probably it's very related to the economical side.
So, Seconde, you are
working committee. And what about you? You and Hervé?
I am in Hervé, but I will tell you why after. But for the moment, the more important is maybe... So it's finished, you're in Hervé about...
Yeah, I'm quite relaxed now.
You see, it's a therapy by speaking. So, now we have this famous topic.
So if you are like most Orovillians, out of 200 Orovillians, 300 of you were the lucky recipients of an email that said you have been selected for the working committee. So you won't know if you were selected by somebody's dog, one person, or 200 people. But you have been selected, and you are asked whether
you have been selected.
I've been selected. You haven't been selected.
No, I'm never selected.
You never. It's not because Andrea. You must have got an email.
Oh, I don't remember. My computer is broken. I miss
so
a lot.
So Andrea, I'm sure got an email. I'm sure you also got an email.
No, I never got an email. Nobody wants to select me. I'm very happy not to be selected.
So what can we analyze? 200 people selected, 300 people from the working committee. What does that tell you about our community?
It means it's not enough. Normally, it will be 400 people. Voting for 800 people ready to be to the working committee. What does it mean? It means that we must be happy. It means that we have a lot of people that they are able to go to the working committee. What does it mean? It means the job is not so complex, it's not so complicated. Well, the opposite is so complicated that everybody is ready to do it. This is the good news. The good news.
No, we don't say they're ready to do it. It means 200 people think that 300 people have the capacity to do that job. I think it means that this community has no discrimination whatsoever.
Yeah. See, they are like the proof. I've never been selected. So they know.
That you are not fit for the job.
This, at least I am. Only me, some people, we are sure that we are not fit for the job. You look at you, poor woman. How many times you have been selected?
I'm refusing, because this is not a fun job. It's a shitty job. The pay is bad. The hours are long. The responsibility is great. The criticism is enormous. You have no support. So people tell you, oh, you're not spiritual because you should just be doing... I might dedicate myself if I knew that 200 people said, Renu, you go, you do this. Then you're like, okay.
200 only.
Or maybe 400.
Okay.
You might sacrifice your life and your peace of mind to do this shitty job for Orville. But apparently this is not considered spiritual. You should give yourself if you want to bring change. That's why everybody's... what I would like to know, out of the 200 people that voted, how many voted for themselves?
Yeah.
This would be interesting.
We know not 200.
I think so. So 100, we should just look at the 100.
Anyway, in a case you will be selected, you will go to the 3 days of...
I will not.
Ah, you don't like this idea of 3 days?
No, I don't think that's necessary.
The conclave,
I think the 3 day idea is a good thing to build a team afterwards. I don't believe in the whole thing. But whatever, it's okay. That's the madness of today.
Okay. Alors, The madness of today.
Madness of today is 7 minutes that we are talking and we are not saying anything, just complaining.
Yeah, that can be. I mean, what do you want to talk about? The economy, the econo you, the econo us?
You have different topics.
This is leftover from our genius brother list. We have entry policy, exit policy staying in the same place. But the most exciting was the economy, the econo you, or the econo us.
It means let's go for it.
So that's why, let's go. So maybe we can speak now about the good news.
Yeah.
The ID card. What's happened with the ID card?
Yes, so we all went a few weeks ago to get our ID cards. In the meantime, the computers crashed, so we were told to wait. And now I see in the news and notes where we should go back and see if they're ready.
Oh, yeah. This is a scoop.
Very good.
It's a scoop. And what can you get with this ID card? I heard a few good things.
Me what too. Do we get?
What did you hear?
I understand the people that are not residing, I mean, that are not Indian origin, they can get special prices in the museum. You get special also price for the transportation somehow. And it's useful also for using instead than just a copy of
your residential permit.
You go with your ID that has been issued by the Auroville Foundation, that is a part of government
HRD. Ministry.
So it's here, it gives you some sort of I'm here.
So finally, we're worth something, because otherwise, in the economy, econo you, econo us, you at the bakery, you stand behind the guy who buys all the croissants and lives in the outside of Auroville. His house belongs to him, his land belongs to him, his croissant he can buy. And you're like, what the hell? What's the point of me sitting here and being a good Aurovillian? Everybody has the same advantages. So now, finally, we have one advantage that these people around us don't have.
It will be more easy for us to go to the matrimony also.
Wow! We don't need to make the queue? Or is it the solar kitchen?
Bon, okay, so this was the good news, our scope. Now, I have another topic about the dingo.
You're talking about vector control, vector diseases.
Yeah.
So right now, after the rains, we have a huge amount of mosquitoes, and several people have come down with dengue fever, which is unpleasant, knocks you out, and is carried by mosquitoes. Yes.
Also some cases of, at least one I know, personally, of malaria. That is not really the place or oil for malaria, but somehow it's a few years that people one after the other are getting this kind of disease. So maybe it's just...
less spoken about is filaria. Elephantiasis, that is very common in
Oroville. You know the symptom? The symptom is...
The symptom, no. I know that it starts with big fever and it's continuing with big fever and...
This is malaria or
malaria?
I got fever.
But we already tested you and you don't have
it. I don't have malaria.
Okay.
No, we tested you for
what
that.
What I have?
Oh, it was in your head.
I have something. I have fever, I sweat and sense, but it's not the dingo, it's not the malaria, it's not the...
Filaria.
So what it is? It's just fever.
Normal fever.
the important thing about this is that I wrote to the working committee and asked them, together with the health center, if they couldn't, we have an excellent vector control in Pondicherry, if they couldn't at least make a survey, because I understand the problem with spraying is that mosquitoes grow more resistant and people start developing allergic reactions as the sprays have to become stronger and stronger. So at least we can do some preventive investigation, find out where the mosquitoes are breeding, etc., etc. Meanwhile, I was told yesterday by my sister Orisil that Inger and Ralph Ali are actually doing a survey, have already called in the vector control, and are actually looking in Orville. So it would be good if that information could be shared.
This is good news.
Good news. Survey.
Okay. So the last topic about the restaurant. What does it mean?
What is your favorite restaurant in Orville?
Oh, I'm really in love with Tanto restaurant. It's quite expensive, but sometimes I spend a few hundred rupees.
Yeah,
I'm Italian guy. They do excellent job, and also Danielle is a nice person. He's giving a lot of funds to Orville by running this restaurant in Shirima, near Tukulapala, and in ACR Road. So, a part of having a good food, also I know that this money that are going to be diverted again to Oroville somehow.
So you're happy with that.
Yeah.
So Wazir gets annoyed because he has to sometimes wait 1 hour, so he leaves.
No, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, but the good side is you can hear him screaming in the kitchen. You stay here 1 hour listening to Daniel saying, hello!
And what about, Wazir, more your style would be the Korean silent restaurant. Have any of you been there?
No, I heard it.
The Korean silence, what it is?
You go, you're silent, and you eat. but you can't talk.
It's in luminosity, no?
Luminosity, yeah.
Let's go together, my dear.
I don't think I can be silent, but I'll try. And what else? What other restaurants are our favorite restaurants? Naturellement, but crazy expensive, so I have to cancel that from my list. I like Well Café.
Probably, yeah, Well Café is great also. It's really, really interesting. Also, Krishna in Solitude, I think they are providing great food and
so
decent
I've heard.
Price.
I have forgot all time to go there.
Me too.
Me
we
too.
Will
we
go together maybe
one
later.
Day.
Yeah, yeah. Let's
we'll
go.
Ask for
we
some.
Decide, yeah.
We'll find out what the menu
maybe
is.
Maybe they have
and then
to pay for give some fruit for free for advertisement that we are doing.
Yes, Solitude Restaurant.
Go and eat.
And don't be alone at Solitude Restaurant.
I got a few with this.
So I'm slowly getting less enervado.
Yeah, you see, now we are more quiet.
Oh, yeah, relaxed.
Just relax. So, conclusions?
Conclusion, no conclusion. Let's keep it open for the next week.
Okay.
Yeah, I would like to hear from the people that I've insulted. I would like them to tell me I'm wrong and I don't have the full picture and here's their version. Yeah, I would like to get feedback from
Let's
the people.
Let's try next
I
week maybe we can make a phone
so
call.
So they're invited. These yeah. people are invited whenever they want. We can call them to make it easier if they don't want to
yeah.
come into our studio whatever.
A phone call and making sort of interaction directly with all of us or all of you or whatever. And then, so the people will have their chance to discuss with us off the cuff what they think and what they feel and how they face the problem that they have in their service and office. So, yeah, it's 40 seconds less. In 40 seconds, we are going to close. What we go? We go to sing?
Alors, maybe we can sing, Renu, you know to sing very well the song, no? This song, I forgot the name of this song that you sing very well. I forgot, you can help me, no? You
That's
don't
cool.
want to help me, no? To sing this song.
90 seconds, Aiden, go, go, go.
Alors, c'est, alors c'est, si you have a song, yeah,
c'est no, Jean Petit qui danse.
Oui, tell me, please.
No, I don't have anything.
So,
okay, we are closing without song.
Very
sad. Next time we will be more prepared.
But
singing
look, we
together.
Have a very interesting, some interesting facts here about the population of Oroville, but that's a little bit long.
It's too late.
Too late.
Okay.
Next time we will talk about the population, maybe. And we will sing. We will sing. We will song a song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good. Ciao.
Arrivederci.
Merci. Au revoir. Sayonara.
À la prochaine.